This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. We're kicking off the second hour of tonight's program, and it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind, as always, at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. And, you know, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. This was a story that you brought in, Mark, I want to go with next, that was just, you know, it's outrageous, but I think I heard the headline and said, well, this, I was waiting for this to happen, basically. When was this going to happen? Because it just follows kind of almost logically in a weird way from all the stories of zero tolerance gone wrong in schools.
Well, so, this is a setup is what this is. I don't know what it was like for you guys. You guys are younger than I am. I'm 43. And in school, we had show and tell.
Yeah, we had show and tell, too.
But show and tell almost had these unspoken prohibition against bringing in toys. This was more about bringing in things you've found, like going for a walk in nature and bringing in a turtle shell or something like that. It was all about, you know, it had more to do with learning than playing, I guess, is what, you know, our show and tell was like at my particular school. And I'm interested in knowing, you know, from anybody, is what was your show and tell like at your school? Was it mostly about toys? Because I kind of am of the theory, I'm of the opinion, kids are fat today because they don't get out and play like I got out and played. the way that I was in kindergarten riding my bike with training wheels to the next street over. Today, you can find parents getting arrested for letting seven-year-olds, this was when I was six, letting seven-year-olds go for a walk to the park. You can find a variety of different stories where it's illegal, apparently, to let your nine-year-old play in the park while you work at McDonald's a couple of, you know, just like a block down or whatever. And
wow.
So, I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to what I think is, you know, arrestable and what's not arrestable, but I think the kids are sheltered, and so therefore show and tell is more likely to turn into toy and tell because kids spend more time.
When are
toys.
They going to be out finding rocks when they're sheltered inside
right.
all the time?
Yeah, mine was definitely toy and tell.
Was it?
Yeah, toys all the way.
Yeah, I don't remember a prohibition on toys or anything, but it was kind of mixed. Like some people brought in cool stuff from their parents' travels or wherever they went.
Yeah,
some people brought in toys. And some people run in, like, animals and stuff.
I don't think that animals were acceptable in our school, but I could be wrong.
Well, now it's like, oh, you can't bring a turtle because you're going to get salmonella. You can't bring a dog because it might bite someone. You can't bring a cat because someone might be allergic, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Basically, leaves hamsters.
Now there's something else you can't bring in. Warner Robins, Georgia. After a couple of days into the school year, fourth grader, Ramsey McDonald of Warner Robins was given what he thought was a fun assignment. Bring in some of your favorite toys to talk about. Now, this is a not show and tell. This is bring in some of your favorite toys
favorite
to talk
toys,
about.
Favorite toys, yeah.
Now, we would have never done this in my school. You know, toys, you didn't bring them. It just, you know, toys were something we didn't even talk about, really.
Yeah.
We had blocks and things.
They had toys in the classroom, right?
They had toys in the classroom, but they were almost, you know, they were sort of school toys, the kind of toys, you know, blocks and build roads and a variety of things as opposed to little plastic action figures or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. With all the talk about how competitive kids can get about, like, clothes, you would think that they wouldn't want kids bringing in toys because they might get jealous of the other kids' toys or
yeah.
they can't afford them, their family can't
well,
afford them.
Listen
whatever.
To what Ramsey was going to bring in here. they said here the father, Scott, says they're trying to get to know each other. They were trying to get the kids to know each other. The Miller Elementary School student told his father Friday he was going to bring in his iPad and a couple of toys. So, you know, Ramsey's got himself an iPad already, and if anybody's going to be jealous of anything, it's going to be of an iPad, it would seem to me. McDonald learned, as I assume this is the father, that it wasn't okay when he received a call from the school Tuesday. They told me my son brought a weapon to school, and they asked me if I was aware.
A weapon?
A weapon, yep.
Like an AK-47?
I asked them what it was, and they said it was a plastic Nerf gun.
Shock, horror. Yeah.
So McDonald said that he knew that his child was planning on taking the blue, orange, and green plastic gun to class. And I think it's important to point out that this is a clearly, unless you believe that a pastel-colored stormtrooper blaster is somehow really a weapon, that no one is going to mistake this for a weapon.
What is it? What kind of projectiles does a Nerf gun shoot? I mean, aren't they like these soft kind of foam football things?
I can't look at this particular photo, but I would imagine if it's like the Nerf gun that my son has, it's like a, it's just a small cylinder, maybe as big around as a nickel, you know, and the diameter of a nickel, but it's much longer, of course.
Right.
And then it has some fins on it. So it's a dart that's maybe 4 inches long.
Mm-hmm. All foam, though.
All foam. I mean, you couldn't hurt anybody with this. I don't know how. You might be able to shove it down their throat bodily. It would be probably the only way you could hurt somebody with this.
Yeah, doesn't exactly have stopping power, huh?
Yeah, I think that the only thing that, like, maybe if a baby got a hold of this and, like, began to nurse on it and got it down their throat, that would be the only way that a child, other than, you know, like I said, taking like a golf club handle and jamming the dart down somebody's throat. But that's really the golf club handle. I don't know what you could do to possibly.
Yeah, well, I mean, and even that, the gun itself, you know, the Nerf, whatever, even the bows that they sell, look preposterous. I mean, they look nothing like any, and the colors are far out. Like you said, pastel. The colors are really far out. I mean, they make these things look as much.
Not like a gun.
Not like a gun, not like any weapon that possibly could ever get existed or even would make sense by the laws of physics as they can. And that's weird.
So the child was initially given 3 days suspension, which was reduced, I guess, after the father complained.
3 days? Wow.
3 days in-school suspension.
ISS.
Now, the in-school suspension, I don't care. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, school is in-school suspension.
Yeah, totally. I'm with you.
But what you're doing is you're scolding this kid.
Yeah, they're
putting
him in the
dock. Making an example of him.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it's about. And the other kids, kids often love another kid to get in trouble. They don't really care why it is. You rarely find kids, oh, man, I can't believe that happened. He's usually like,
or at least it didn't happen to me, basically, is the idea. Because they're so deep in this society where everybody's kind of having power over them. You know, they like it when they have a chance to have a little bit of power over someone else.
Yeah, the one thing that I can, my son plays, you know, with other kids and that kind of thing. And one thing I find, and usually it's kids with brothers and sisters, is the snitching culture that goes on. My son knows nothing of the snitching culture because I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Work it out. Try not to hit each other. That's, you know, how it is for me. But there's a lot of that goes on. And in that, you're essentially telling on a behavior that, the other kid did so that you can then see the punishment meted out in front of you.
Or maybe to earn brownie points with the teacher.
Could be.
Something like that.
In the cases that I've seen it seems to be that they want the flogging. You know,
yeah.
let the flogging begin.
Don't you think adults kind of still have some of that?
There's lots of people that haven't grown up past elementary school. Absolutely.
I mean, we get calls on the show all the time, just people gloating about criminals being sent to jail and getting the death penalty and stuff like that, right?
Well, I mean, I think that there's deserve, I think, is a funny term, right? But I do think that some people deserve certain punishments. But I don't know. I mean,
but there's a difference between thinking that it's just and like celebrating it almost, you know, like, or the reaction to like Osama bin Laden's death, you know, where people were like drinking and partying in the streets. It was just like, there was a lot of criticism there because they're celebrating the death of a human being. Like it doesn't matter. It's just Osama bin Laden.
If you feel good about a punishment meted out for a crime, you should, like, for me, what that means is that I would want that punishment meted out to me. If I did it, I don't think any of us are above others when it comes to, you know, things out there. And I think that that's you need to consider what punishment do you want to see meted out to you and yours if they do something. And I think that that's fine. I mean, I really do. I'm not against punishment as a paradigm. But I think that it should be just. I think it should be, commensurate to the crime. And it's difficult for me to know exactly what that is.
I question the usefulness of punishment, honestly. I mean, if a crime has a victim, and I think for libertarians, they would say, yes, if something is a crime, that means there is a victim, a clear person who was harmed. And Does punishing the criminal do anything to restitute the victim? No. It doesn't do anything to give the victim back what they lost, to come to terms with what the criminal did.
What if the victim wants punishment? There's this story that was about a year ago.
Does it matter what the victim... Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying...
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crashed is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our number is 855-450-FREE. Tell us what you think about this kid who got suspended from school for bringing in a Nerf gun for show and tell. Is that like entrapment or something?
Well, they told him it wasn't even show and tell. It was bring in your favorite toy. Now, in your favorite toy, but don't make sure it's not a gun would have been sort of fair. But telling a kid bring in your favorite toy sounds like bring in your favorite toy, doesn't it?
Right. And, of course, our phone lines, 855-450-FREE, are brought to you by ProXPN.
Yeah, and ProXPN is something you want if you care about your privacy. And privacy is a right, so take it. And you can do that by going to ProXPN.com. This is going to give you what this is. It's a VPN service, okay? That's virtual private network, and it's going to encrypt all your data and metadata that goes up from your device. This works on Windows, OS X, Linux, iOS, Android, whatever you put on your smartphone, put on whatever you want, and it's going to encrypt that data before it gets to the ISPs, to the carriers, whatever. This is a phenomenal service. You can get it incredibly inexpensive. Use the code FTL20, okay, and you'll get it to, if you go with their annual plan, you'll get it for about, well, I mean, just about $5 a month. That's a month. That's like the cost of a decent cup of coffee. And so, really, you want this. It is so important. It's not just about the NSA. It's not just about, you know, crackers. It's about even, you know, when you're going to get a job, because your ISPs will keep all that data that we're talking about. They'll keep it for up to 5 years. Sometimes, I mean, who knows if it could go longer. And your digital privacy is analogous, ironically, to your analog life. It really is. This is something you can run this all the time. There's no reason not to be using a VPN service. And also, if you happen to be a traveler, this will get you past some of the more nasty filters that exist in other countries to get to your favorite websites.
Well, so, I love the idea that it does protect me from the NSA just kind of looking. And I don't really care that much, but I just don't care that they care to have them looking.
Right.
Plus, you never know if somebody's... If you're not using a VPN and you forget and you go out in public and you use some kind of public Wi-Fi, bam, your credit card information, your Bitcoin information, all this stuff can be snagged.
Oh, yeah. I think this is incredibly important when you're going to conferences, when you're going to just an airport, when you're going to McDonald's and you're using their Wi-Fi.
You're encrypted from the device on out.
Right, exactly. It's done what they call client-side. It uses OpenVPN, which is the most trusted form of VPN service out there. It is open source. It's been tested by the geeks. Go to proxpn.com, use the code FTL20, and get your privacy.
Awesome. Yep, we love ProXPN here on Free Talk Live. And let's go to the phones and talk to Jim in Virginia. Hey, Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, calling about the heinous gun crime with a little kid.
Yeah, he was really, really a dangerous menace to society, huh?
The people in the article I read, the superintendent said, we did not think it was a weapon. At no point did we believe this was a weapon in any way. So it's not about any kind of safety. This is the intersection of two liberal dreams that you, of course, have in government schools. One, demonize all firearms and train people that they're bad and you can't have them and they're evil just by existing. And two, they're criminalizing being a male in this society. You know, the kids, you ask any of them,
what does that have to do with being a male?
Well, let me explain. If you ask any 11-year-old boy, I've got one, you know, you raise them to be as liberal as possible. Jane Fonda raises one. Boys will bite a piece of American cheese into the shape of a gun. They will get a stick into a gun. Boys want to play guns. That's why Nerf made that product. Okay, boys want to go pow-pow, and they have since guns were invented. And before that, they did sword fights. Boys want to do that.
They still do sword fights.
Exactly.
So you don't believe that if a girl had brought a Nerf gun into school that she would have been suspended too? I mean, we don't have a really fair case to compare because there was no girl that this happened to, but what do you think would have happened?
I'm not doing that, but I just what I'm saying is if you're a little boy growing up in this society, okay, you get a really good chance of not having a father in the home. You go to school, all the teachers are females. All the principals, more or less, are females. The people who taught them in college are females. And so it's an anti-male bias in society. You can't play with guns. You can't be a boy. When Leave It to Beaver went to school, he had like five recesses because they knew boys need to go out and run. But now
I hear what you're saying, but there's a problem here, and that is that no teachers are telling the military to not be in school. when military, I mean, I know that's high school and we're talking elementary school, but this is a real issue. If these people were so consistent about the deploring violence, then they would tell the military, the recruiters, don't you ever step foot in this school, and they don't.
Well, I would have to say that mostly the gun-grabbing liberals. Wait just a second. I'd say mostly the gun-grabbing liberals only want to grab guns from people when they are not working for the government. So specifically, they believe the cops should be able to carry guns and soldiers should be able to carry guns, but not even when they're off duty.
Yeah, they want the forces of repression. They want the forces of centralized control to have guns. But your point you made is not true about military recruitment. They had to pass a law. Congress passed a law saying you had to, every Ivy League school barred military recruiters.
Well, that's in college.
Well, yeah, in high schools, it seems pretty easy. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, when you're
Bullet catchers from Ivy League schools, I'll tell you that.
Well, they were after 9/11. There was a lot of recruitment for smart people to get in the military and get in the intelligence community, and those institutions are controlled by people that don't like America and don't want it to be victorious, and they do not like the military, and they were keeping the military out, and they had to pass
I don't know. I see your point, but I don't see society as particularly in America as a bunch of pacifists. I see them as quite the opposite.
I tend to be sort of 50-50 with the caller here. So the one thing's for sure is that boys are not doing as well in school as they used to. Something's happened that either the focus on girls has either brought them up to the level they should be, or the focus on girls has taken a focus away from boys.
Yeah, I mean, we can look at the rates of basically boys get prescribed Ritalin way more often and diagnosed with ADHD and stuff, which you could really make an argument that they're actually normal. What's wrong with the scenario is the adults, not letting them run around and be themselves.
Yeah. I can. When my son gets in with another kid in the house, it can be too much for me. It's like, good Lord, can't you two settle down? But I really don't tell them to. I just go do something outside because I think they do need to yell and holler. As long as they're not breaking things, they need to be able to, go pow pow and do whatever they do.
And if I could bring up another point, go ahead, caller.
Well, no, what the young lady said is exactly the case, and that's where I was going, is girls by their nature, and of course there's exceptions both ways, but girls by their nature can fold their hands and sit in a chair neatly and socially interact for hours on end. Boys, 11 years old, they need to run and scream and jump and just break things. And you used to go out to recess a lot to do that, but now it's just a world where there's just so little male influence that women educators are like, why are all these boys acting like boys? Why won't they be like the girls that give them drugs?
Jim, thanks for your thoughts tonight. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. Are boys being turned into women? Are they being feminized? I don't know. I had some trouble staying still in school. I couldn't really...
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You are listening to Free Talk Live. The live Sunday night show with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in number from ProXPN, answered by them. And you can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. Skype has great sound quality. We love to hear people's voices coming in crystal clear, but phones work too. You know, sometimes there's a pretty decent connection even over the phone lines.
If you want to get into Bitcoins, there's two things you need. You need a wallet, and a wallet is just essentially an online account. You can go get one for free at blockchain.info. Now, I would never recommend that you go get an account from any organization that holds your Bitcoins online because, well, for one, I lost a bunch of Bitcoins to an organization that held my Bitcoins online. Blockchain, they don't. They encrypt your wallet right in your browser. Now, admittedly, you don't see how they don't have your Bitcoins, but Brian, our tech expert, will assure you that they don't have your Bitcoins.
They do not have your Bitcoins. You have complete control at all times, which if you don't want complete control of your money, which your Bitcoins are at all times, why not just deal with the banks then?
Just give it to them.
Yeah.
If you're not responsible enough to deal with your own money, then maybe you shouldn't have it and just give it to some banks.
Blockchain
However,
does it right.
The flip side of that is you need to be responsible for your security.
Yep, you've got to keep your password. You know,
it's only sometimes as secure as your own email address.
Indeed.
So you know, take precautions. Turn on two-factor authentication. Secure your personal email. Don't have backups sent to your email if it's not secure.
Yeah, I actually use a special email address for my blockchain.
That is a great tip.
Yep. Yeah.
So just go to blockchain.com. You can get their new app for your – I guess they have it for the iPhone now too, so Android,
yes,
iPhone.
Yes, it finally came back to iPhone.
There you go, blockchain.com. Now, blockchain.info is the main meaty site,
right,
but that blockchain.com is the easy place to go get the apps. So blockchain.com, blockchain.info.
All right. Now, we do have a call on the line, guys, but we wanted to just sort of wrap up that conversation we were having with Jim in the last segment, who was basically, his premise, I think, was that boys are being, you know, kind of beat down in schools because the whole...
it's the feminization of boys in America.
Right. It's the feminization. All the teachers are female. It's a conspiracy against the boys. And like you said, Mark, you know, there are some truths to that. Like, it's true that boys are drugged at a higher rate and diagnosed with these very flimsy psychiatric diagnoses that are just kind of an excuse to pump them full of drugs and shut them up, essentially.
I think there's this sort of attitude, and I don't know where it came from, but this attitude that men are adult children, and so therefore the children of adult children, these children that will grow up to be adult children are probably dismissed by women more and more. You know, I mean, there's this war of the sexes that goes on, whether or not we want to talk about it. And I'm not saying everybody's participating. Some of us are on the sidelines.
No, I don't want to participate in it.
But that doesn't mean you're not going to get a hedge shot along the way. You know, fortunately, you're in a romantic relationship with somebody. That's probably not going to be the case. But I think that by and large, there's still a war of the sexes on. And
yeah, but okay. So if we acknowledge that's true, and I think I would acknowledge that's true, feminists say that patriarchy hurts men as much as it hurts women.
Like, does it matter what feminists say? When are these teachers feminists?
Well no, but a teacher is a job that is basically a female gender role. Like, it's traditionally, you know, there has been this idea that the only appropriate jobs for a woman to have are basically secretary, teacher, and nurse.
Those kind of things.
And so, sure, a lot of women ended up as teachers because that was sort of the expectation. And perhaps those teachers maybe do have a likelihood of treating boys a little bit differently, but it's all part of the same system that says that women can only be teachers, secretaries, and nurses. And maybe if that weren't the case, then there would be more male teachers or maybe different treatment of boys in schools.
Yeah, this brings up one of the points I wanted to make that I wanted to make before the end of the last segment, but we didn't have time. And that is, and it is a response to one of the things the caller said. And the caller was very gracious to say, look, there's exceptions to all this stuff. And absolutely, and I think he's right.
Yeah.
But the idea, he brought up the idea that, look, boys want to, you know, if it wasn't guns, then they'd pick up swords. If it wasn't, you know, the thing is that you are implying that, let's say, what, a 4-, 5-year-old, 6-year-old has devised weaponry by nature, because this is the idea, is that they naturally do this. This is in their nature that they do this. So today, for today's example, by nature, a 5-year-old boy figures out a gun, figures out how to invent, not just figures out how to use it, but invented a gun that, yes, I will have a stick that will shoot a bullet. No, a 5-year-old can't figure that stuff out. Now, if, say, it's a sword, then, you know, I mean, swords, all these different weapons and stuff. You're saying that kids naturally figure out how to create weapons without in a vacuum?
I don't know if that's the implication. I think it is the implication, but
people don't think about it, Stephanie.
No, I think if you think about it, what the implication is that violence is a part of maleness. I think that's what they're saying, is that basically they're seeing guns on TV, and so they express it by turning a piece of cheese into a gun, but that the violence is the thing that's hard-coded into their nature. And I'm not sure if I even accept that. You know, like, that's kind of an insult to men, frankly,
right,
that they're all so violent that they're just going to be, you know.
Yes, but the weaponry is the proof of that assessment of theirs.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that that's nonsense. There's no way a kid did that in a vacuum. He saw someone do it. He saw swords. He saw guns. He saw whatever these things are.
Right.
If a kid is acting out violence,
you know, kids are great at mirroring things. So, like, did they see that violence portrayed before they started acting it out is a question that I think needs an answer, right?
If we eliminated violence in movies, video games, and media and everything today, and then started in a new world, I would agree with you, they wouldn't mimic it.
Right.
However, somebody would then create violence in movies, video games, because violence is compelling.
And I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about, like...
But Brian's saying that kids... use guns than swords and punches.
I honestly think they're more likely to just copy what their parents are doing, and parents do a fair amount of violence in this society, including hitting their kids.
Sure, wherever they got it from. But yeah, the point is that they didn't learn that in a vacuum.
Okay, my son has never seen me wield a gun. Hadn't seen me wield a gun, a sword, or hit his mother, or hit anything at all in his life, and still does all the things that other kids do because he watched TV, and TV has these compelling, interesting things like cartoons where, you know, Captain America punches a bad guy or whatever goes on. So I think that violence is compelling in a storytelling fashion, mainly because most of our storytelling mediums are visual. And it's a lot easier to illustrate conflict with violence than it is to illustrate conflict sort of, I don't like him, or he upsets me, or something like that. It's compelling.
Yeah, sure. I mean, and if the resolution's not violent, you end up with, War and Peace, you know, Dostoevsky or whatever, right. and it ends up being this 1,200-page book. But Stephanie, you had another quick point I thought that was great.
What was that?
About military in the high school.
Oh, yeah. So thanks for reminding me about that, Brian. And then we'll get to Adam's call in just a moment. But I have a friend who does counter-recruitment activism. She works with Veterans for Peace. And they're an organization that puts out information that basically presents an alternative view to what the military recruiters will tell children in schools. That, you know, the military recruiters are saying, oh, yeah, join the Army. It's great. You'll see the world. You'll get your college paid for. It's awesome. And these counter-recruitment organizations put out more of a view of what actually happens when you join the military, which can often be very different than that. And my friend has to just fight. She's been fighting for years to try to get some space in the schools alongside where the National Guard and the Army have set up their recruitment tables. And they won't let her in, but they'll let the military recruiters in no problem.
Yeah, Veterans for Peace has tried as well. They just can't get in.
Yeah.
The schools won't let them.
The Second Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that they have to let counter-recruiters in if they let recruiters into a school. And they still don't do it.
Yeah. And this is in a liberal area of San Francisco. So, I mean, what's it like in
California?
There are probably no counter-recruitment organizations to speak of. But anyway, we've got a call coming in from Adam in Maryland. Hey, Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, you guys were talking about intellectual property. You wanted somebody to call in if they supported it.
Yeah. Are you a supporter?
Well, it depends on what you define IP as. So what do you...
IP Daily.
Why don't you tell me what you define IP as?
Intellectual property. What do you guys define intellectual property as?
I don't know that I'm ready to just spit out the world's greatest definition, but I would say that basically it's the ownership of an idea. That you come up
it's
with some
mind fruit.
You come up with some idea, and that because I thought of it first, you get to keep it. Or if you say that joke, you're going to have to tell everybody that you got it from me, or whatever the concept is behind it. And I think that it's a concept that resonates with people.
Yeah, because physical property, I think a lot of people would define physical property as, an object that you have the ability to exclude other people from using, right? It belongs to you and you can keep other people away. And that idea sort of extends to the way that people define intellectual property, I think, which is that you own an idea and you can exclude other people from using your idea.
Yeah, see, this is where we get a little confused because I know you guys had mentioned something about downloads.
The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hey,
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. And by the way, did you know you can watch the show? We stream video of the show live from the studio every night at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's also up on YouTube. So where do you link to the YouTube page from freetalklive.com? Is it just on the website?
I have no clue. I guess you would go and search Free Talk Live on YouTube and see what you came up with.
That was
going to
be my next suggestion, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Currently, the cam is trained on the lovely Stephanie.
It's trained right on my chest, in fact.
It's pointing more head-like. It's not like I was
my
that
My eyes
obvious.
Are up here, yeah. Okay.
Actually, if you type in youtube.freetalklive.com, it will take you right there.
Oh, thank you, Brian. See, there we go. Technology solves all our problems. And our number is 855-450-3733, where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE, the word free. And, sorry, Mark and I had a little moment there where we looked at each other. I thought he was going to do a read. But let's just go.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on?
Am I drunk again?
Awkward radio moments. Anyway, let's go back to Adam on the line in Maryland. Hey, Adam, you're back with us. We had a little technical error at the end of that last break there. Could you go ahead and continue with your thoughts on intellectual property and how you define it?
No problem. You got to get that bumper music fixed so we all don't get cut off, right?
Yeah.
You guys got cut off earlier. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Live radio.
Yep. So intellectual property. This is the thing. I don't support the like patenting the ideas, the concepts. That is just like Mark was talking about. You can't patent a joke. You know, you can't stop somebody from stealing your joke, or stealing like an idea that you haven't put into play yet. So that is not what I support. A lot of times people get confused between IP and copyright. They're really two different things.
Yeah, Stephen Sella says this too.
IP
right?
is a form of copyright. or excuse me, copyright's a form of IP. There's three currently legal forms.
Patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
That's right.
And they're all slightly different.
And trademarks are, you know, to me, I believe they're the most relevant and sort of legitimate form of intellectual property out there. So if you create a brown bubbly liquid and you call that brown bubbly liquid Coca-Cola and you put it in a red can and you use sort of a flowing cursive script to write it on there, I believe you're defrauding people if that isn't Coca-Cola. You know what I mean? If you just kind of create your own Coca-Cola, put it in a red can, as far as I'm concerned, if you create your own Coca-Cola and use Comic Sans and put it in a blue can, then, you know, maybe people are just going to try something else. I don't think that you necessarily, but when you're talking about a copyright, you're making something obviously look like something else, then you're defrauding the customer because they think they're getting something that they're not getting.
Well, so is it the original Coke's responsibility to somehow differentiate themselves and let the customer know, hey, we're the real thing, we're the original?
No, or I think it's the customer's responsibility to sue somebody who defrauds them, but I think that the original...
Do you want to get the state involved? Do you don't think there's a solution outside of using the state?
I don't think that that a tort is necessarily, you know, has to be... I think that there's going to be arbitration organizations that exist no matter where we... You know, humans are going to have disputes. There's going to be dispute resolution organizations. Those organizations... You know, you may use the term tort, and a tort can be created through defrauding. And yes, a company like Coke may decide, I'm going to get together the people that have been defrauded for 75 cents or $1.25 or whatever it is. And
yeah,
it's, you know, I get enough of them together and we actually have something that's worth bringing forward. And then we can sue the people who are creating this false,
yeah, that's
faux
one,
Coke.
That's one solution, but... Can you think of any other creative ways to differentiate yourself as the original Mark Edge? I mean, like, people do this anyway, even though it's illegal. Like, does Free Talk Live have trademarks on its name? Or?
Nope.
Okay. So that's not a very good example. But what about, like, in China, where there's lots of knockoffs and ripoffs and, I don't know, society seems to get along pretty well?
Yeah, a lot of companies don't want to move into China because they can't protect their trademarks. So, no, I mean, it isn't
functioning
as well.
But a lot of people can get bags that look really similar to Gucci bags and have better lives because, well, they don't have to pay as much for them.
There's something very interesting about sort of Gucci bags. And I think that's, you know, that's the best when you're looking at these things. But you can't copyright or you can't patent the cut of a purse. But the reason that these have these expensive purses that have these trademarks all over them is because that's the only way that they can distinguish between a $15 purse and a $1,500 purse is the trademark that's on it. It has nothing to do with quality. It has nothing to do with how many pockets are in it. It has nothing to do with anything but the name brand that's on it. So when they cover it in name brands or whatever, then...
But
then
there's lots of ways
it.
To kind of sort of copy it without, like,
sure,
you know, like Folkleys.
Folkleys, yeah.
Like, I mean, what do you think, Adam?
Well, like I was saying, when I say I support IP, it's really I support copyright and not intellectual property. That you, like, if somebody comes up with an idea, you can't copyright that. You can't. Somebody can take that idea. That's fine. But, you know, when it comes to things like software, books, movies, TV shows, music, that's where I'm like, look, you know, this stuff is expensive to make, where it takes a lot of time in the case of writing. In the case of writing software, I know people who develop software, and, you know, they basically are like, look, you know, if we, now they've protected their software with dongles. I'm sure Brian's familiar with those.
Yes.
What's a dongle?
It's a little USB key. In this case, it's called an iLock 2. It's specifically made for audio software. But anyway, what happened was when their software wasn't protected hard enough, their sales dropped the very day that their program was cracked. Their sales dropped by 30%. The second day, it dropped by 40%.
What about open source software that doesn't even try to enforce, they just make the code completely open? I mean, there's a lot of really successful open source software out there.
Oh, that's, hey, you know, if you can provide yourself a livelihood and, you know, by having open source software, or if that's your way of getting into the software industry, that's great. I fully support that. as long as it wasn't reverse engineered, that's kind of when, you know, you get into a gray area. So,
well, I think what's, I don't think there's, I know what you're saying, Adam, and I think the issue isn't so, what people want is what people want to pay for is convenience, not necessarily the thing. That's what we see is what's occurring. Okay, because when, like with games, like let's take software, with video games, if you make it really easy to get your hands on the video game and you make it, and you give them good reasons to pay up money for them, like constant updates and things of that nature, like when you take Steam, for example, they will pay out. When you look at, like on phones, apps, people pay $2 for an app, you know, no problem. And so they will pay for the convenience. And so I think, I see what you're saying. But I think what has to happen is that, and maybe it's unfair, but I think what has to happen is that people have to figure out how to give, you know, how to deliver the best possible value to the person that creates the thing. Like with books, I mean, if you make the books, you know, available through Kindle, and it's very easy to get your hands on them, people will actually pay. Instead of not. And so I think you have to show people, you know, that much value in the delivery and not just in the existence of the product.
The problem I have with copyright is that it requires everybody to pay to get your owner to establish your ownership. So I've got things in my house that I establish ownership of by locking the door or, you know, putting up a burglar alarm or whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
But with intellectual property of software, many companies, or music or movies or whatever it is, many companies rely completely on the federal government to enforce their copyright. So they'll find somebody who's, oh, they're using my song or whatever, and then they'll send the, you know, FBI after them.
Right.
And look, I'm not interested in paying government bureaucrats to enforce your, you know, your property claim. So I'm fine if you want to create, you know, dongles and those kind of things. I think I believe in intellectual property. I just believe it's your responsibility to secure your property.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that, is that I don't know that there's any good solution that I can think of to this issue, because it is a problem. Look, if someone makes great software, dear God, give them money. You know, pay for it, please, or whatever. If they make a great book, pay for it.
And movies, I think that blockbuster movies are a big argument here for intellectual property.
Right, but there's,
I don't want to see one taken by somebody's iPhone in the middle of a movie theater. I won't watch a movie that
way.
Yeah,
there's proof in that, though, too, is that the problem was pirating movies was actually the problem of Hollywood, because they were making crap movies, because once they released great movies, suddenly the sales skyrocketed once again.
Yeah. Adam, any final thoughts real quick?
That was a good discussion, guys. Thanks. Have a good night.
Cool. Thanks for your thoughts, Adam. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. The third hour of the show is coming.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory for an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.